The Chief of the Defence Staff, Vice Admiral Matthew Kwasi, says a security person's first and foremost loyalty is to the state. This places the country's interests above every other. Vice Admiral Kwasi made the remarks after leading members of the security forces in a 10-kilometer march through the principal street of Accra. This is to assure the public of the preparedness of the security services to ensure peace in the country during and after the Supreme Court verdict on the December 2012 election petition. Priscilla Usuansa was there for Radio Ghana.
The 10-kilometer march, which began at about 6:15 this morning, saw participants from the Ghana Armed Forces, Prison Service, Ghana Revenue Authority, Immigration, Ghana Police Service, and the Ghana National Fire Service. They marched from Elwak Sports Stadium through to the 37 Military Hospital runabout, Accra Girls Senior High School Junction, to the Nima Highway. They continued through to Osu Akweje Interchange, Flagstaff House Junction, and back to Elwak Sports Stadium. Vice Admiral Matthew Kwasi described the election petition verdict as a way Ghanaians can demonstrate their commitment towards resolving their differences in a civilized way rather than violence. He asked that they accept the verdict of the Supreme Court whichever way it goes.
One nation.
One people.
One great destiny.
Let me remind all of us of our noble and solemn duty as security personnel to protect the integrity of the state and the peace and stability we are currently enjoying. Without these conditions, no meaningful development can ever be realized, and we only risk self-destruction. Let me further emphasize that our security personnel, our loyalty is first and foremost to the state. This requires that we remain above the political fray at all times.
The Public Affairs Director of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawini Atintande, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said the route march was not to instill fear in the public, but rather to assure them that they have no cause to fear. More than 1,500 officers participated in the march, which took 1.5 hours to complete.
Priscilla also answered that report.
And our reporter Mutala Issa took part in the route march from the Tamale Jubilee Park to the Tamale Sports Stadium.
If you can hear me now, I'm at the Elwak Sports Stadium. Today, the major security agencies in Ghana are going on a route march. I hear it's in connection with peace as to the Supreme Court verdict. At the moment, the majority group here are the Ghana Armed Forces. They are still gathering. I can see the Ghana Fire Service, the Ghana Police Service, and the Navy.
We are sorry for that wronging said by the Police Public Affairs Director, DSP Sefas Arthur, told Radio Ghana that the forces need to be combat ready at all times and envisage any unexpected situation.
Yeah, you realize that from time to time, the security services in the country come together to undertake this route march. And usually it is to put them in shape, to foster the spirit of friendship among the various security agencies, foster a spirit of the core among the various security agencies. We work together in collaboration to provide security for our good people. And ours is the type of security services that are closely knit and work in collaboration to achieve a common purpose. We do this to strengthen our relationship. We do this to exercise ourselves, to keep ourselves in shape at all times for the rigorous job that we've got to do to provide security for our countrymen and women. We also do this morning to prepare adequately for any eventuality in the aftermath of the determination of the court case. So it was a more serious kind of purpose for which we embark upon this exercise this morning. It also to give assurance to the people that we serve that we are battle ready, we are prepared prepared for any untoward situation that might come out of the court case. It was also to give assurance to them that their security services are united, they work together, and therefore they can rely on them.
DSVATA, is the exercise nationwide?
Yeah, the exercise is nationwide. Others might not do this the very day that we are doing it here. Others might do it later. Others do it today. So it's a nationwide exercise.
And why are we thinking that there could be any eventuality when we have not received any signal to that effect? Why the scare?
We don't have to wait till we receive signals, because even when we receive signals, nothing might come. And sometimes when we don't even receive any signals, something might come unexpectedly. So as security agencies, we have to be prepared at all times. We don't have to wait. That is why we are tagged as such. We are security agencies. So we are battle ready at all times, and we must prepare at all times. We must envisage the best and the worst at all times, so that we are able to put measures in place to forestall any unforeseen circumstances.
Yes, Beata, some security analysts were identifying some what you people call hot spots. Are there hot spots in this country or flash points?
At all times, we have places that I can say are highly inflammable in terms of situations like this. But what you must also know is that there's no permanent hotspot, and there can always be new hotspots. So we prepare for all places, except that where we know to be traditionally hotspots, some attention is focused there. And where we envision to be a potential one, we also make adequate preparation for it. So, as I said, hotspot or no hotspot, we are adequately prepared to handle all situations.
DSP Cephas Arthur is the Director of Police Public Affairs.